Here I am in Lewis Castle, and over in the distance is the Seven Sisters, okay? These white chalk-faced cliffs, not to be confused with the White Cliffs of Dover over 100 miles away. We're not right on the sea, where the White Cliffs of Dover are. Anyway, this part of Lewis Castle is called Brack Mount and is the oldest part. Okay, so you can see the local flint. Obviously, this was built in wood, first of all, and they had to wait roughly 35 years before the soil compacted. They were able to rebuild in stone. You can see the barbican, or the gatehouse, for the later Norman era built. Okay, and there's another mound over there. And look over here, a bowling green. And there are actually some people playing that. So the town of Lewis all around. So built the highest part of the town. Okay, so the De Warren family, who were those who owned the castle, they lived here. So they'd come over from Normandy with William, the Duke of Normandy. Pleasure gardens through there. Might have a look at those in a bit. Okay, so the Great Hall was built here. And then that was the fireplace was here. You can see where the chimney would have been. There, they had some tiles here because the flintstone would break when it's very, very hot. They had a hearth in the middle rather than right at the end of it. So the Great Hall people dining here, they had knives and spoons. They used the same knife for cutting anything. Wood is what it's eating. They had no forks. They came from the Middle East much later. People often thought that they were irreligious because they were replacing hands, and God didn't want us to use forks, he wanted us to use our hands. The table manners were atrocious. A trencher, a bit of firm bread to put your food on rather than the plate. And then the lower status people sleeping on the floor at night, didn't have their own bed chambers. Okay, because obviously wooden coal was very expensive. There wasn't enough fuel to heat every room. You can see some of the more modern buildings towards the edge of the town. See the South Downs, that range of hills. Downs, ironically, go up. Down is the name for hill. I suppose like dún in Irish. So there we go. But there was the Battle of Lewis fought here in 1264, just outside the town, because in the 14th of May 1264, that is when the barons under Simon de Montfort, the Earl of Leicester, they fought against King Henry III. Henry III, that was the son of King John, who signed Magna Carta, and Henry III later affirmed it. Anyway, so those who disliked the king, they revolted against him, said that, and then Simon de Montfort was arguing that the king was bound by the law, and no one was above the law, and that included the monarch. Okay, so Prince Edward, the son of Henry III, he came here, he spent the night in an abbey, as in with the monks, and then the battle took place just outside. So Simon de Montfort and the rebel barons, they prevailed. So Henry III and his son, Prince Edward, they fled and they sought sanctuary in the priory with the monks. But eventually an agreement was signed, the Mies of Lewis. Okay, so the king was still the king, but his powers are severely curtailed. And the Earl of Leicester, that Simon de Montfort, he was effectively controlling the country. And that's why there's de Montfort University in the city of Leicester. So Parliament was summoned just after that 1265 to meet very regularly. The House of Commons with two knights from each shire, two burghers, as in leading citizens or burgesses from each borough. Borough as in a town. If you're only a borough if you had a charter, as in a document granting rights from the king, saying the right to build town walls, the right to hold a market, and so forth. And that was it. So it wasn't democratic. Only a tiny minority of the men had the right to vote. So this is Brack Mount. All right. Thanks for watching my channel, and I'll show you a little bit more later. Well, actually, maybe we'll go through now and see that garden. So maybe getting an idea of the scale of the place. But it's an unseasonably mild day with very blue skies, but it's meant to rain. It was drizzling all day on Thursday. Okay, so open and into the pleasure garden, which really dates from the late 18th century. So the windows were much narrower, so the archers could see out, but defenders, so attackers, found it very difficult to fire their arrows in. Glass was very, very expensive in the Middle Ages. Usually came from Spain. Seeing down into the town, a lot of his 18th, 19th century. So they have a famously extravagant Guy Fawkes Night celebration here. 40,000 people come in here. There's no railway station. And they burn the Pope in effigy. I don't think it's anti-Catholicism, it's just a memory of a time when there was such a strong feeling because of Fox's Book of Martyrs, when John Fox in the late 16th century published that book about the sufferings of all those who'd been executed for Protestantism by Mary Tudor, Bloody Mary. So look, suitably medieval, the way the thing is crumbling away. This place was abandoned for years. It uses a quoits for quoits, that game for the local pub, and it was purchased by the Archaeological Society in 1937 and gradually restored it. There even been houses in that grassy area for a while. Okay, look how it goes flat down towards the coast. Wow. So it feels quite authentic. So yeah, built about after 1068. So there was oaths of fealty to the king. Had to hold on his behalf. The castellan and whoever owned the castle would sometimes have a constable to look after it when he was away. So start up with a Motte and Bailey. So De Warenne was very, very wealthy. He'd be a multi-billionaire in today's money. What else? William de Warenne had a wife called Gundrada, and they owned many estates. They also established a priory for Cluniac monks who came from France. So Gundrada, she died giving birth in 1085. Now, William de Warenne, he supported William Rufus against William Rufus's elder brother, Robert Curthose. William Rufus won, and that's why de Warenne was given the title of the Earl of Surrey, a title his family held for several generations. He later died when he was wounded at the Siege of Pevensey, Pevensey being a nearby town on the sea, very close to where the Normans landed in 1066. So he and his wife were interred at Lewes Abbey Priory, Priory being an offshoot of a major religious house. They helped to find that Prior is the leader of the monks there. You know, a prior for nuns as well. Okay. So anyway, they became more and more powerful. They built the Shell Keep. That was it. But later, William de Warenne, grandson of the first William de Warenne, was a notorious philanderer. All right. So that's it. And eventually, the line died out. Richard FitzAlan, who's the heir of Arundel, a nearby place, he came to rule it. So during the presence of Revolt of 1381, that's when some of the local peasantry, they broke in and they looted lots of casks of wine, which were very, very valuable. So we'll go up the stairs again, a spiral staircase. Now notice, I've got my left hand, so it wouldn't be so good as sword fighting. The defenders, is their right hand is the outer one, so they'd find it easier to fight. Unless, of course, you build a castle and all your defenders are left-handed. Or you could do it the other way around. Okay, you see these arrow slits here? These arrow slits are sloops. Okay, so you can just select the ideal angle to fire. So a spiral staircase, partly because it uses less space, and so on. So the castle that was almost fallen down by 1700 in a dilapidated state, didn't even bother to use it during the Civil War. What else? So they thought the Spanish might land in 1588, so it was prepared to meet the Spanish Armada. So yeah, what else was I going to say? Yeah. So buildings in the Gun Garden then in the 19th century, but it's been gradually restored in the 20th century. The armour is even here in the Second World War. Ooh, look at these funny slippers for a jest or something. And right up to the roof. And a good anti-slip surface, which I suspect is not original. Wow. Looking down. You can see right into the distance. What a vista. What a treat. And these people here are playing bowls on that green. I wonder how high we are. Phil Beacon, Mount Cumbrun. Mount Caburn. An Iron Age hill fort, must be very windy up there, the Ouse Valley, the River Ouse, not to mixed up with the Great Ouse, which flows through Yorkshire. Oh, and I can see a railway station, the platform there, right in the middle. Then I was thinking they didn't have a railway station. Do you see? Okay. What else is there? I thought we could see the sea from here. Well, I stand corrected. But see, it's very flat there. Oh, maybe there's the ewes in the distance. There's been some flooding. Okay, so you don't want to build down there because things could be flooded and don't want to plant crops there. Have cattle who can move to higher ground in case of flooding because the crops would just be drowned. And down into the, they're planting, there's a little garden there in the old moat. So various churches. Okay, West Cape Cape. And Lewis Prison. Okay. Oh, it's still got over 500 people in it. Uh-huh. There's Lewis Prison. I'd heard the name Lewis Prison, but in my idiocy, I didn't realise it's actually the town of Lewis.